There he is.
Now I hear me.
Okay, boy.
I do exist.
I was nervous.
All right.
He's a real live boy.
I'm a real live boy. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way, guys?
Good.
Yeah?
It was really good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm glad it's over, though. I'm just happy to be in a room where I'm not forced to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is kind of nice. Although I did see the remnants of a breakfast pizza here.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, so you ate something.
Not a breakfast pizza.
No? Just a regular pizza?
Regular pizza.
Nice.
A little tombstone. A little Friday morning treat.
Well done. Yeah, absolutely.
How'd your Thanksgiving go?
It was good. Yeah. Yes, although our mother broke her foot the weekend before, and she was unable to cook, so I kind of took care of everything.
Attaboy.
Got to say, for the family.
What can't you do, Mike?
I'm a jack of many things. Yeah.
Jack of many things, Mike Schultz.
Yeah.
River City's reader, entertainment editor, movie critic.
I do what I can.
And there's been nine movies that you've seen.
Nine movies.
Since last time
they're all
talked.
Still around, too, so far as I know.
Okay, I can't name any of them.
All right. Well, let's just.
Hunger Games.
Yeah, okay, let's start there.
I guess I remember that
Hunger Games, it was fine. It was okay.
Yeah.
I haven't read the books. I saw the first movie and then I read the book, and which I really liked, but didn't read the second one. It's the same story.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, they send out the winners of all the previous Hunger Games to fight each other, but
here we go again.
They wind up in the same jungle that we were in before. You know, when the cool thing about the first movie was sometimes it'll be a jungle, sometimes it'll be the Arctic, and sometimes it'll be a desert. And I was like, okay, so what do we get this time?
Yeah.
Well, we're in a jungle, and so. It's
welcome
the same
to the jungle. You're going to die.
Why do we keep putting this girl in like the environment that she's really comfortable in if we want to kill her? You know, it's like put her somewhere, you know, put her on Mount Everest or something instead. Anyway, it's fine, but there's no real surprise in it. It's a middle movie. It's our filler until the last one. What else? Delivery Man. Vince Vaughn fathers 533 children.
And?
It's hateful. It's awful. What's weird is that they're not going for funny, really.
No?
They're going for sentimental.
Sentimental.
For I'm going to be a great father to all 533 of these.
Even though
children.
I didn't want any of them.
I didn't want any of them. Didn't know I had them.
Didn't want any of them. But now it's
I'm
time to
prove
man
that
up.
It's time
to man up to all 500 of them.
It's the stupidest movie. I guess you can have that ethical debate. Is a sperm donor really a dad necessarily?
No.
Is that the same thing? It's like
the answer is no.
You're not. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Move on.
You're not going to get sued. You're okay.
Yeah.
It was just awful. He's terrible. I'm sorry, Vince Vaughn.
Does he think he's going to get sued?
There's a lawsuit in the movie pending, but only to find out the identity of the guy. I mean, he doesn't have to pay anybody. He doesn't. It's not going to disrupt his life at all. It's just they want to know his name.
Yeah.
So big deal, you know?
Okay.
It was just inane. I hated it. Ugh.
Made Fred Claus look good, huh?
Yeah, kind of. Fred Claus at least was lively.
Yeah,
so,
let's have this
terrible
debate.
Terrible as that was.
Let's have this debate. Worst Vince Vaughn movie.
Oh, man. Jeez.
We don't have enough time in the show, really.
This one goes near the top, for sure.
Is it really?
It's just unfunny and awful. I mean, that other one, The Dilemma, the one where he's Kevin James, that might have been worse. But this one's awful close.
All right.
What else?
That's two.
Dallas Buyers Club. Matthew McConaughey is the straight guy with AIDS who gets lost all that drug thing. Yeah, lost a lot of weight. Amazing performance. Jared Leto plays a transvestite or preoperative transvestite. Fantastic performance.
He's going to get the nomination for sure, and there's a lot of talk that he's going to get the Academy Award.
I think so. Leto's fine. He's set. And the only way McConaughey wouldn't is because that's a crazy competitive
field.
This year. But the movie is fine. The movie's a little made for TV, a little bit obvious, but the performances are amazing, so it shouldn't be missed. What else?
The Book Thief?
The Book Thief is a family movie, Holocaust movie, and so it's a little bit icky, you know, so everything about the Holocaust is just a little bit whitewashed in an uncomfortable way where you're like, it wasn't this clean. It wasn't this
and who was
non-violent.
In this?
It's got Jeffrey Rush, Emily Watson, and some kids who are kind
of haven't heard of this.
How about
it's terrible for about the first 40 minutes, and then it gets better. It gradually improves. It gets kind of touching by the end. But
I'm hoping you're going to tell me Frozen's worth taking the kids.
Frozen's a blast.
Yeah,
Frozen's
good.
Really good.
Okay.
Yeah, Frozen's a lot of fun. It's it's pretty standard stuff in many ways, but it's got but the animation is amazing and it's really funny. Josh Gad is the snowman, the talking snowman. Hilarious.
And this is just basically what
it's based on the Snow Queen, this Hans Christian Andersen story, but it doesn't really take much of that. It's two sisters, one who can turn things to ice and one who can't.
Okay.
And one accidentally turns her town to ice and runs away in shame, and her sister has to bring her back. But it's good. I mean, it's good. It's strong. It's got good music.
If Disney stuck with the Hans Christian Andersen version, this is true. The Little Mermaid tries to kill the prince at the end
because
he marries someone else.
And then she dies.
Yeah, and then she dies. The end, that'd be a much different musical.
Much, yeah, absolutely.
Also,
I want to see that one, you know?
Philomena, what the hell is that
Philomena
about?
Philomena is Judi Dench.
She's looking for her kid.
Looking for her kid. She was forced to give up a baby for adoption when she was a teenager. Nuns took the kid and sold the kid to an American. And so she spent like the last 50 years wondering if her kid is alive. And Steve Coogan is a journalist who writes about the story and takes her to America to find her kid. It's pretty phony. It's well acted enough, but I didn't kind of buy anything in it. It was just overwritten and under dramatized.
Does she find out that her son is Vince Vaughn?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? And she's got, and she's got 532 just like him. You know, they're all
get
6 foot
Ma.
Six. They're all 6 foot six and haven't slept.
And you got
weeks.
A lot of grandkids too.
Yeah, I could have done without Philomena for sure.
What's Homefront?
Homefront is written by Sylvester Stallone, and it is Jason Statham in rural
in a cowboy
Louisiana.
Hat.
Yeah, he's got a baseball cap. Actually,
it's a baseball cap this
yeah.
time. Okay,
And he gets involved with meth dealers and meth addicts down in the bayou, and people want to get revenge on him because he's a former DEA agent who had to retire because he shot the wrong guy. And it's just hilariously bad enough to be fun. Winona Ryder's a meth whore. You're just like, really?
Well,
really?
All right. Hey.
James Franco is doing like weird James Franco stuff. It's it's kind of amusing. I had a pretty good time with that. And finally, amazingly, Nova 6 in Moline got Enough Said, the last James Gandolfini movie with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes.
That thing is spectacular. That thing is so funny and so real and romantic and kind of serious and amazing. It's so good. It's been there now at Nova 6 for 3 weeks. Go see it, folks. It's up there in my top five for sure. It plays a little bit like a conventional sitcom, but it's so much smarter than that, and it's... yeah, I loved it. I'd
does
see that one again
like,
tomorrow.
Does it sound like, is it written in a way that how people really talk?
Yeah, it sounds like people. It sounds like human beings talking. Julie Louis-Dreyfus is wonderful, of course, you know. And it's great. It's her and Gandolfini. I mean, you love them. They're just, they're endearing and smart.
That's the only place
smart,
that's shown. That's the only place.
Yeah,
where
it opened like
up?
It opened like 2 months ago nationally, and we never got it here.
Excuse me.
And then... it just kind of wound up at Moline, so God bless. It's fantastic.
Only movie opening up this week is Out of the Furnace. When Rodney Bays mysteriously disappears and law enforcement fails to follow through, his older brother Russell takes matters into his own hands to find justice. This clip has Woody Harrelson and Christian Bale, who plays plays Russell. The guy's looking for his brother, Rodney.
Okay.
This is Out of the Furnace, and it's in theaters today.
Your mom teach you to barge in my crap? You got a problem with me? I got a problem with everybody.
Okay, sounded like they were in the furnace.
Okay.
Including
let's get out.
Including the squirrel.
Wow.
It's just... we got a little sling blade going on,
yeah,
huh?
We do, a little bit.
We're going to find out at the end that every character was actually a piece of pottery being put into the furnace. And
nice.
It's 2 hours of them getting...
it's 2 hours around the kiln.
Yeah,
okay.
Right?
Bring it on. Bring it on. Hey, I forgot about one movie I saw, by the way.
Okay.
We didn't hit all nine. Black Nativity.
Yeah, what is that?
Black Nativity is a story about an inner city kid who gets sent to his grandparents' house in Harlem to live when his single mom can't afford to keep him anymore. And it's a musical based on a 50-odd-year-old play, and it's got Forest Whitaker sings in it. Angela Bassett sings. Yeah, Jennifer Hudson sings. Mary J. Blige is in it.
And how was it?
Not great, but the music was sure good. It was, it was easy to sit through. It's got some beautiful, beautiful songs in it and some good rap numbers. I had a good time.
I'm looking here at the rest of your year, Mike, and there's a lot here.
There's a lot I'm looking forward
to. We've got next week, you got The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah, okay.
Did you not like The Last Hobbit?
Yeah, I did, actually. I thought it was fine, but... I just 3 hours. You know, I gear up for that. I'm like, all right, here we go.
There's
three
also
hours.
An exercise.
Saving Mr. Banks, which is Tom Hanks playing Walt Disney. And there's talk he might win another Oscar for playing Walt Disney.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Then we've got 2 weeks from today, Anchorman 2, which I'll be there. That's one I think I'm going to be seeing that one with you, Mike, immediately after the show on December 20th.
Let's do that.
It's too damn good. And then on Christmas, you've got The Wolf of Wall Street, if he can figure out a way to get the movie under 6 hours.
It's like 2 minutes shy of three is where we're at right now.
I'll put up with it if it's Scorsese.
Yeah, that's
good,
okay. That's all right. And I'll do DiCaprio and Jonah Hill and McConaughey and stuff. Yeah, it'll be fun.
And the thing I thought about you on Thanksgiving break when I saw the commercials for it, Madea Christmas.
I know. So Madea, preview for that before Black Nativity.
Madea plays Santa Claus at the mall.
It might be, though, the first Madea trailer I've never laughed at. There was like nothing funny in it at all. Which might mean it's hysterical. If, you know, in the past I've laughed at those trailers and haven't laughed a lot at the movies. So maybe. And American Hustle, by the way. Are you looking forward to that?
Right, of course.
That looks like fun. That could be a good time.
He's Mike Schultz of the River City's Reader. He's off to the movies.
Thank you,
we'll talk next Friday. And in the meantime, we'll take this break.